The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Disney was in negotiations with Fox for intellectual properties. Fox says, "I have altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further." Announced is a new Star Wars trilogy shortly after that, as well as an app thingy. And also, Stranger Things Season 2 has been out for about a week now, so it's time to talk about spoiler things. Very spoily. Spoiler alert. Deadpool is on a cover of a magazine, and it's Good Housekeeping Monthly?
Well, folks, you can obviously tell it's a packed show because Sean didn't even get all the way through his intro.
He ran over the clock.
Yeah, I didn't even get through my entire list.
That's okay.
Hey, it's better than when he goes under.
And,
that's true.
And a new video game is out for the Switch. It's brand new.
It's from 2011.
It's from 2011. It's Skyrim.
It's called Skyrim?
Skyrim.
Scream?
Skyrim.
Anyway.
New Adventures of Dovahkiin.
Exactly right. Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast, and you listen to it with your ears.
Face. Oops. One day I'll get it right.
Eventually. So, a lot of things going on this week. Zach, you had a lot of news that you wanted to get
into. Well, I guess Sean was talking about this in another episode. He said, apparently I've got a little telephone wire in my room with a cup, and the second I hear anything about Star Wars, I'm like, Sean!
So, no, I said you had your ear on the can, and the string went to Star Wars or anything nerdy, and as soon as there's a vibration on it, he comes out as we're going, Sean!
Even
that serves you well, though.
And then I'm just like, what?
Even the slightest tinge in the Force, and Zach immediately locks onto it.
I'm good, man. What can I say?
It's
a talent, and hey, it's the reason you get to go to the premiere of Last Jedi,
and I'm thankful for that. Thank you.
You're getting your daily recommended dosage of midichlorians.
Don't you say that word? I'll throw you right out of this fucking house.
Hey,
that's strike one, Colin.
Oh, come on now.
No. We do not talk about.
You can say just about
nonsense words.
You can say just
that
about
mean nothing.
Anything in this house except that word.
Fair enough. Oh God.
Fair enough. I stepped over a line, apparently.
Kind of shit. Now you know how I feel.
Kind of shit that can get you killed in this neck of the woods.
Every podcast. All
right. But yeah, so I was listening to that wire earlier and just Disney went mad. I don't know what happened.
Well, and so
So there's negotiations between
that was yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday they just popped up in the morning. It was like Disney's in negotiations to acquire 20th Century Fox, and everybody went, "Oh, the X-Men, no offense."
No.
That's the first thing I thought too.
Well, to be okay.
Am I the only one that went, "Oh, Doctor Doom?"
No, here's the thing. I agree with you. There are so many other things besides X-Men that they would profit to get their hands on. Fantastic Four. Yeah,
Silver Surfer.
I know Zach and I were having a little bit of a heated discussion yesterday on Facebook because
you were heated first.
I said something along the lines of like 2 out of 7 X-Men films does not make a popular franchise.
Yeah, he said the only good X-Men movies are Logan and Deadpool, and I was like, hold up.
I'm sorry, am I incorrect?
Yes, Days of Future Past, the first X-Men, and the second X-Men.
Yeah.
Not an X-Men film.
Days of Future Past is totally an X-Men film.
No, it's an X-Men film that has Wolverine on it. That's it. That's a Wolverine film with the name X-Men slapped on it.
Fact check, is Wolverine part of the X-Men? Oh, they are? Yes.
Yeah, but he's not the only person in the X-Men.
I know, but this doesn't mean they're bad movies.
I didn't say they were bad movies. I said they're bad X-Men movies.
Well, the first... I didn't...
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think 2 is a good movie. 2 is a good X-Men movie.
You're incorrect.
Are you kidding me? The whole thing at Alkali Lake was fucking awesome.
No.
Yes!
No.
That's a good movie.
And you're entitled to your opinion.
But the main argument was I don't think Marvel should ever get the rights to X-Men because then the Marvel Cinematic Universe will be a big bloated mess of poo.
Well, here's my thing. I'll agree with you there.
I agree, yeah.
I do not think that X-Men should be involved in the Marvel Cinematic Universe film.
Send them to Netflix.
It's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah. I literally wrote a fucking article about this. I spoke at a con about this, where I literally said the only way the X-Men can work within the confines of the MCU is if you turn them into a Netflix series
or send them to Hulu. They could team up with the Runaways.
Fuck that. I'm just saying.
Well, what about The Gifted?
That show's actually pretty good.
Is it good?
Yeah, I like it.
Hmm.
Well, I like it. No, what was the terrible Marvel show? The Inhumans. There you go.
That's The Inhumans. What about The Inhumans? Big puppy.
What about the Inhumans? Shut the fuck up.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing fucking movie. But yeah. So regardless, I mean, it would have been cool to see Deadpool meet Spider-Man. Like, nobody's... Yep.
It would have been nice to see Deadpool meet Spider-Man. It would have been nice to, see, talented filmmakers get their hands on, the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Imagine them casting the movie.
Like, I mean, here's the thing. Let's be honest here. The next Avengers movie, all your favorite heroes are gonna get killed off.
Oh yeah, Cap's going down.
I mean, they're all going down.
Nah, some of them will be okay.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
Oh yeah. Anyway, I'm not gonna want to watch anymore after.
Well,
that.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying at that point you have carte blanche to move these other characters in.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, think of it this way. Without an Avengers in the universe, wouldn't that, be, the perfect open-door opportunity to have humans go into space to explore all these new dimensions? And, oh, is that the Fantastic Four?
Okay, see, that.
Wouldn't that have made sense? Would have made perfect sense.
That's interesting. That I can...
Everything's bipping. Everything's bipping.
It's bipping.
What'd you do?
Sean's been rebuilding the studio while we're talking.
Rebuilding the studio while you're talking. And Zach's at a Dutch angle.
This isn't Battlefield Earth.
Hang on a second.
Well, it's the only way it's going to work.
There we go. How's that?
Fair enough.
It's perfect. It's perfect, Zach.
Before you were able to
spell your own name!
Anyway.
But yeah, six...
What did I do?
Sean, you broke something.
Did I break something?
I don't know.
Okay, we're good. I think we're okay.
I think it's okay. Everything's okay.
But regardless of how you feel about it, 6 hours after they said they were talking, it broke down and it ended.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They're just like, yep, they're no longer talking. I was like, oh, bummer. Well, that's that.
And there's so many things that could have derailed that. First of all, they said that they weren't selling them necessarily everything.
Yeah. It could have been Sony. They could have just been trying to get Wolverine or something.
Well, yeah. For me, it would make sense that Disney would want to purchase. For instance, I was not aware of this, but 20th Century Fox still owns the distribution rights for...
the original trilogy.
And they straight up own the distribution rights for... A New Hope.
Oh.
Straight up and down. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, because we've all been asking for unaltered versions of the original trilogy on Blu-ray, and they can't do it because of 20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah, so, obviously they would want that.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious they'd probably want to get any Marvel property they can get their grubby mitts on.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Fantastic Four would definitely serve well in the MCU post-Avengers. I think that would work.
Yeah.
X-Men, again, I feel would work better as a Netflix-style series.
Yeah.
And that's really the only way it could work. Thank you.
But, you weren't turning as you were talking.
Is that better? Yeah. Is that better if I do it this way?
But there you go. The day after Fox swiped left on Disney, Disney pops up the next day. And this just happened an hour ago.
Okay.
All right. I got the article right here. As fans have begun to wonder what would come of their favorite franchise in a galaxy far, far away, Lucasfilm has officially announced their plans following Star Wars Episode... Is that 9? Yeah, 9. And Star Wars... With Star Wars The
Roman
Last
numerals
Jedi...
much?
I'm not good at those. It's a bunch of I's and X's. But anyway, director Rian Johnson developing a brand new Star Wars trilogy. Johnson will write and direct the first film in the series with longtime collaborator Ron Bergman on board to produce.
Okay,
so we're getting a new trilogy of some sort.
So now, when you mentioned this before we started recording, I was thinking, because Sean said another 3 Star Wars films. So I was like, oh, another 3 standalone Star Wars films? But no, apparently it's a brand new, a new trilogy. To follow 7, 8, 9, we're now going to get 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry, no. I'm sorry. Hang on. No,
standalone?
This is where it gets good. Check this out.
Okay.
No, it's not standalone. It's a trilogy, but it's not an... Like, here. As writer-director of The Last Jedi, Johnson conceived and realized a powerful film of which Lucasfilm and Disney are immensely proud. This tells me that Last Jedi is fucking amazing for this to all happen, so we should all be very excited about that.
Yeah.
But in shepherding this new trilogy, which is separate from the episodic Skywalker saga, Johnson will introduce new characters from a corner of the galaxy that Star Wars lore has never before explored.
Huh.
So this is very interesting, because I'm worried that...
So new stuff.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense, because...
But it's not part of the same old family drama.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, we can get away from the Maury episode.
Yeah, I was going to say this year on Star Wars.
Space Maury.
Well, I think at the end of 9, you have to tie off that story because you've got, one character left from the original series at this point? You got one character left from the original version of the series at this point.
Plus, how much longer can you carry on this issue with the Skywalkers?
Not much.
It's literally been 9 movies.
Now, the question is, though, for instance, you're going to introduce new characters from all over, which is great. So, for instance, we've just been introduced to Rey and Finn and...
Yes.
So, are they going to be in it?
It doesn't say. I actually want brand new... I want them to go somewhere else.
I mean, they don't have to...
Or it could be somewhere else in the timeline, too.
Yeah, well, they don't have to be main characters. I mean, I would personally like to see Shadows of the Empire. I know it won't happen.
No, it's way too late.
No,
I know. I'm just saying.
I was thinking is, what if Rian Johnson goes back to the era of the prequels during, the Sith and Jedi stuff, but makes this really good, dark, gritty trilogy out of that?
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with Anakin and Jar Jar and that horseshit.
Star Wars Unleashed.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, that would be
Star Killer, right?
No. I want Star Killer. That's Force Unleashed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Force Unleashed.
I'm sorry. I said Star Wars Unleashed.
Star Wars Unleashed.
But no,
that sounded cool though.
Force Unleashed. I would totally pay money to see that movie.
They were actually this close to putting that character on Rebels on the TV show.
Ah,
which I would have loved.
That would've been amazing.
Maybe they're saving it for the movies for that reason.
That could be. And there's rumors that they're not going to kill off Thrawn because they want to put him in a movie too.
Which I'd love to see Thrawn in a movie, live action movie.
Is your mic on?
Testing.
There he is.
There we go.
We have Rocky.
I've been talking this whole time, and I can't hear myself.
No, you're coming kidding. In like this, like you're here.
You got to talk right into it there, bud.
Oh, yeah.
I'm soft.
Yeah,
I'm soft spoken.
But yeah, so I'm like. I'm on board, but at the same time, I'm afraid because I was worried that Disney was going to milk this cow till it was dead, and it's already showing signs. They're not even done with this trilogy they're working on now. The 6 movies that they're working on right now, and they're like, oh, we're going to 3 more.
I mean, to be fair, it's this day and age, you kind of got to plan for the long term.
I know.
Especially when you're riding that wonderful, glorious wave of money.
Yeah, that's the whole problem.
I was watching, was it? Kathleen Kennedy. She was
that wonderful woman.
She's a wonderful woman. Did you know she worked on the Jurassic Park movies?
Mm-hmm.
Did she work on Congo too?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the fucking goddess.
Yeah, she's great. yeah, so she was talking about expansion and we have a lot of plans for the universes after 9.
Yes.
And then she started to go on about that. And I'm like, wait, they're going to do another trilogy or something? And then lo and behold, 2-3 days later.
Trilogy.
You're like, it's been announced. Oh, and I'm oh, God.
What I want to know is, why would you announce that now?
You should wait till after 9 to announce that, wouldn't you?
I would wait at least a couple more, another year.
I mean, they haven't announced titles. They haven't announced where they're going to do it.
No,
they're
just
saying we're considering doing a third trilogy.
Oh, it's not even just that, though. It's not just that, but it's not at Star Wars Celebration. It's not at a con. It's not at San Diego Comic Con. It's just a random day in November. Doesn't that seem weird to you?
Probably there.
Do you think it was about to leak?
Probably. You know how it is. They just wanted to beat it.
It's just weird that it was just Disney woke up on November 9th and went, yeah, let's tell them.
Oh, okay. Here's something I wanted to run by you, Zach. Because, again, I know we're going a lot on Star Wars here. But, again, we're coming up on the holidays. And that's what we're going to be talking about to deal with it. But did you hear the sort of, well, not spoilers, but the sort of clarification in the, I think it was it was a foreign Star Wars trailer.
Oh yeah, but it's not. They came out and talked about it. They said that Luke's not bad.
Yeah. Everybody was like, is Luke going to go dark side?
I knew they weren't going to.
No.
No, he's an exile. He's just, there's no other way to put this.
He's just ashamed.
He's a quitter.
Well, he's ashamed.
Also,
he is.
No, no. But also the other thing.
He's like, I'm done. Fuck this.
Well, no. It's also Snoke's dialogue. The way the trailer is cut, it seems like one uninterrupted piece of dialogue.
It's just very cleverly filmed.
Well, no,
very cleverly edited.
But that's the thing. Like, if you were watching the English trailer, you would assume that's all in one single conversation, right? Yeah. But here's the thing. So, because this, thank you, appropriate music. So, apparently, I think it was, here, actually, I'm going to try and find it really quick. But, it's basically, since certain languages have, far more intricate feminine and masculine pronouns.
Yeah.
When basically the subtitles came up for that, people were able to discern he's talking to a female in this sentence. Now he's talking to a male in this sentence.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, for instance, the scene where Luke's like, this isn't going to end the way you think it's going to, and it looks like Luke just got into a beatdown situation.
Yeah.
You think he's talking to Rey, but when they looked at that piece of dialogue with the foreign subtitles, it was a masculine pronoun that he was speaking to.
Yeah.
So that's probably that scene right there is probably a flashback scene to Kylo.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to show that. They're going to show Kylo go bad and stuff. It's going to be very exciting.
Well, yeah. No, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Flashback sequence.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, I mean, that was the thing. Like, the whole thing was, oh, is Luke going to go dark side, or is he just going to be, like, is he going to be more of a, I feel like he's going to be a more ambivalent form of Obi-Wan in this.
I think he's going to be gray. Like, I think he'll be sort of like Obi-Wan, but I also think we're going to see Luke kill some motherfuckers.
I hope so.
I hope
so. Well, yeah. I mean, like, it needs to happen. I mean,
I need,
sick,
like,
robot.
I need Luke to have some, like, Starkiller anger, like pulling a Star Destroyer out of the sky.
Yeah. Oh, I would love
that. You know, some crazy shit like that. Because he was supposed to be, like, super powerful at one point. He just never really got there because it was all about him and his damn power converters. But
he wants to go to Tashi Station.
He's about to go to Tashi Station to get the power
converter.
There's no match for a droid, D-car.
Stop doing that.
There's no match
You're
for
right,
a droid,
it is fun. You're right, Colin, it is fun.
So here's the next piece of news for Star Wars. About 20 minutes after they announced that, they came up and said they're doing a live-action Star Wars TV show.
What?
Based on
the Overkill, not a word.
Star Wars
God
channel full of Star Wars.
No, it was just a random day in November, and Disney's like, "Oh, Star Wars this and Star Wars that." So here's this article.
Are you a Star Wars? You'll like this.
Lucasfilm is developing a live action Star Wars series for Disney's new streaming service. So guess what? It's going to be exclusive to that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds about right.
So let's see. There isn't much information about the series, but it will be released exclusively on Disney's streaming service. The service is set to launch in 2019. The Star Wars series will be joined by three other live-action shows, also based on Disney properties. One will be based on a Marvel subject of some sort. One will be based on Monsters Incorporated, and the third one will be based on High School Musical, Blech. I added the Blech.
Well, yeah.
Blech.
But that means they're doing some cool Marvel show on Disney. They're doing a Star Wars show on Disney.
Well, okay, first of all, let's not go right to it. They're going to do some cool Marvel show. If humans was any sort of indication.
Disney did the Netflix Marvel shows.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Disney on their own, they did the Inhumans.
That's true. It could be a little scary.
Yeah.
$5 says it's Squirrel Girl.
I mean,
for some reason, fans keep begging for that, and I don't know why, because Squirrel Girl is fucking stupid. But
honestly, no. I mean, here's the thing. I would honestly rather see a Ms. Marvel, like current Ms. Marvel.
Well, we're about to do Captain Marvel.
Well, I know, but that's Carol Danvers. I'm talking Kamala Khan.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
I'd much rather see that. I mean, if you're going to do Squirrel Girl, great. I mean, again, we kind of need more female presence in this.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting... It's kind of turning into a sausage
party. It's a sausage fest, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Since all we have is Wonder Woman, because Black Widow sucks ass.
I mean, if you did it correctly, Black Widow could be its own movie, but that's the problem. No
Pass.
One, no one's going to have the balls to even attempt to run that.
I can't see there being a single...
This summer!
Black Widow can't have children.
No. Wow.
That's the truth.
I know that's the truth, but I didn't think you'd go for that right out of the gate. This summer, Natasha Romanoff is barren.
She paints red on her tummy tum.
Wow.
Just like a Black Widow.
And eats her mate after coitus.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, I'm done.
Legit, though, nobody gives two fucks about Black Widow.
No, here's my thing.
I can't wait to see Infinity War where Black Widow will jump around, cock a gun, and occasionally try and shoot somebody.
Here's my thing. Wouldn't you tell me, all right, let me ask you, I want to,
or partake in some karate.
Oh.
I want an honest question out of you, okay? Like, yeah. If they did a movie and it was, say, like, for instance, it was like a flashback sequence, like it was a movie about Black Widow and Hawkeye, but set in like the Cold War era.
That would work because then you could put Captain Marvel in it.
Yeah.
No, that'd be fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
I'm just saying
I would never see a standalone Black Widow movie. Well, if she teams up with Hawkeye, that's a team up.
Well,
I can do that.
No, like, it could be a standalone.
Plus, Hawkeye is much more interesting, no offense.
Well, I mean, I'm saying that. Like,
well, when he's not on the farm.
Right. It can be a standalone Black Widow film. It could be about when she like is defecting from the Soviet Union and gets picked up by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
That would. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you're talking about current Black Widow, yeah, I could honestly say maybe not enough there to make a.
She works better as a teammate. That's why she was good in Captain America 2.
I'm saying if it could be a Winter Soldier-esque film, I feel like that could work.
Well, yeah, but if it's Hawkeye, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like her, well, maybe like her defection from the Soviet Union, her first encounter with Hawkeye.
Maybe she's Sarah.
It'd be really funny if Captain America was attacking the Soviet Union in a scene and she has to get past him. That'd be funny.
She could share.
Well, he wouldn't have been thought out at that point.
Oh, you're right. Damn it.
She could share a film with Spider-Man.
No, thank you.
No?
I told you, I wrote the next Spider-Man movie.
No, she's Black Widow. He's Spider-Man. Ha, ha, ha.
No, I came up with something even better.
I got it.
Right? I missed it.
I got it.
But I do you want to hear my idea for the next Spider-Man movie?
All right, well, here. You know what?
Real quick. Right. So Sony stipulates that Spider-Man can't be in a movie by himself. Okay. So Iron Man. So the next movie you totally have they hinted at Scorpion coming back. So his teammate should be Ant-Man and it should be Spider-Man and Ant-Man versus the Scorpion and the Beetle and they should call it Spider-Man Bug Hunt.
Hey.
Better than ants.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Come on. Pay me, Marvel. Give me the money.
Spider-Man to A Bug's Life.
Yeah!
Did you hear that one?
That was awesome.
What's a bug?
Just
a bug. Peter Parker.
I'm a beautiful uncle. Butterfly.
Not his Uncle Ben. Here's a flashback. Seen a thousand times.
God. Yeah, go ahead. Do your rant.
It's a bug's life.
Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben. Brown rice. In a bag.
That'd be so terrible. Uncle Ben is dead in an alley.
Okay, so.
All right, so I'm trying to think. So, yeah, that's it. That's it for, like, all the Disney's gone nuts. What else you got, Sean?
Let's see. Next? Stranger Things season 2.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
Okay.
Do you have to excuse yourself?
Possibly. I haven't watched the last two episodes.
It's right. Been.
Rocky's back.
You gotta think. The second I watch those last two, it's over.
Okay, so
I have to wait another year.
Let's do Stranger Things.
How about
at the
I
end.
Leave the room?
No. I tell you what.
Yeah.
No. Here. Okay. Let's. I think we can do a non-spoiler. Can I want to ask an opinion question of everybody at the table. And
okay.
Rocky, you've seen enough of the series. I think I can
I
ask this.
I heard who dies.
So. No, we're not going to go that far.
Okay.
So,
Dumbledore dies.
A character. spoiler alert, a character that nobody gives two shits about dies in Stranger Things.
Yeah, okay. So, somebody... yeah.
I liked him.
What I think the biggest takeaway from this series is that no character is... Like, no character goes through more of a image change than Steve Harrington.
God, Steve's the best.
I mean, okay, but here, tell me the truth. At the end of season 1, you wouldn't have said, oh, man, Steve's the best.
No, I loved him at the end of season 1 when he found redemption and apologized and helped them fight
the
Demogorgon.
I liked him after he scrubbed off the graffiti.
Sign,
the graffiti
I mean, yeah.
On the,
okay,
on the
but,
movie theater.
But tell
and then
me,
he, then
but,
he got the bat and fought the Demogorgon. You have
right,
to love him after
yeah.
that.
But you think that's cool, right?
Yeah.
But Stranger Things 2 actually made me love the character of Steve Harrington.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, he was magnificent.
I was like,
goddamn
you fucking series. You made me love Steve. How dare you?
And you made me love Farrah Fawcett spray.
The hair, yeah.
Oh yeah,
the hair.
Steve's
the
hair.
With the nails in it.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, Jesus, Farrah Fawcett.
That
cream
was
rinse.
A secret.
Farrah Fawcett cream rinse. Hello. Yeah. No, but seriously, I did not. When I went into season two, I was like, okay, I know Steve's gonna like at some point. There's gonna be some bullshit here. Will they? Won't they? Love triangle between Steve.
No, and, they made an asshole for you to hate in this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know, and that's
and he's and he's the what's his name from Power Rangers,
and he is the biggest douche in this.
Yep,
he is. He's a walking, talking 80s
yeah,
douche.
And Jason from Power Rangers.
I still hated him more in Power Rangers.
Oh my gosh, I want him to hook up with what's her name's mom so bad.
Dancy's mom.
Yeah.
Don't say too much now. Remember, he hasn't finished it.
Oh, well, they haven't. They well, haven't. No.
I'm just saying. If one takeaway from this entire the second season is that they made the impossible possible. They took a character who you fucking hated. I personally hated through most of season one.
Right. I did.
I mean, yes,
too.
I appreciate the fact that, you know, he found some form of redemption. I couldn't honestly understand why the fuck Nancy still ended up with him at the end of season one.
Yeah.
Like, like he publicly slut-shamed you, incorrectly slut-shamed you, and you still took him back. Yeah. Why? Because he beat a Demogorgon with a bat into a bear
trap. And saved her little brother.
He didn't.
He tried to. He was helping.
He wasn't. He didn't save her little brother. All he did.
Oh wait, I'm thinking.
You're,
okay,
you're thinking Will, and no, okay. that was Hopper and Joyce.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Wait.
No. I'm not saying that Steve didn't serve a valuable purpose at the end of the first season. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I think she should be with Jonathan. Honestly.
Yes, I agree. But here's
everybody
my other,
thinks she should be with Jonathan.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I couldn't understand why the fuck she went
Will's
with
brother.
Steve.
Yeah, I know. Older, yeah. Oh, okay. I heard rumor he's not going to be in the next season because they caught
you
him.
You shut your whore mouth.
No, it's the truth.
No.
He got arrested.
No.
Did he get kicked out of the thing or what happened? He got in deep shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he got...
He got a DUI or something.
I thought he got caught smoking.
Oh, is that what it was? That's or doing drugs?
Yeah,
something happened that he might get fired.
No.
It's like, really?
They're making way too much fucking money off of it. Maybe a cut in pay, maybe a reduced role. I don't think they're going to cut Jonathan over that.
One thing's for sure at this point, and this is not a spoiler, I'm done with Will. I'm ready for Will to die. That kid's fucking worthless. Yeah.
No,
he's fucking worthless. He's a Mary Sue. Mm. He's worthless.
I think he should be in the background, not necessarily die.
A support character.
I think he should be a support character because I cannot handle Joyce going nuts again.
Jesus,
I'm
God.
Sorry. Season one, I'm like, I
fucking
had my fill,
Winona,
and then when she started to go nuts with you know, my boy, I'm just like, shut up.
Okay, and can someone explain something to me? Who in their right mind, like, okay, you're living in a town in Indiana, and fucking Preston Burke from Alien shows up. At your intergalactic space lab?
Right.
Are you fucking seriously telling me you're going to trust this asshole?
Right.
Wait, the new doctor?
Yeah, it's fucking Burke from Alien.
Oh, fuck, it is.
It is. Yeah.
No wonder he looks so familiar the whole fucking movie.
Like fucking Matthew Modine in the first season, and now fucking Burke from Aliens. You know he's going to dick
you
over at some
point.
I
thought he's a nice Jew.
Aww.
He's a nice guy.
I mean, I love Paul Reiser.
I can't believe that's him.
I love Paul Reiser, but wow. I mean, no. Seriously, you can't look at me in the face and tell me that you don't see...
I love that actor, though.
Oh,
he's the
Paul
best.
Reiser's the best.
Paul Reiser's the best.
Here's my question, and you can answer this because you've seen this episode. There's been a colossal controversy that everybody says that the episode where Eleven goes to Chicago sucks compared to the rest of the show. I don't agree with that at all.
What, episode 7, right?
Yeah, where she goes to find the other numbered chick.
All right.
I thought that was a good episode.
I feel like everybody's biggest complaint was they should have gotten her back to the boys much sooner in the season.
I was actually fine with the way they did it. They kind of Empire Strikes Backed it, where everybody separated and then came together at the end.
Yeah.
I liked it that way.
I didn't say I had a problem with it. I'm just saying that...
I think they should just tail it off there, because that's fine enough. I think it's fine. I think it should be like 2 seasons and you're done.
No, they're doing 4.
They're doing four?
Yep. Well, and they said they have an ending, so it will end.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Oh,
okay. That's good.
Well, here's my, and this is the last thing I want to say on it, just because I talk about Stranger Things. In fact, yeah. I want to dedicate an episode of fucking Successful Shit Show to that.
I do have a theory, too, that I think you guys are going to kick out of.
Successful Shit Show.
Well, no, it's that Stranger Things.
We haven't got past the pilot.
I was about to say, hey, you know that show we recorded one episode?
I know. It was really funny because I had all these podcasts lined up, right? There's just a little peek behind the curtain, and I had all these videos lined up, and I was putting them into different sections. And then a Successful Shit Show, I was like Wally with the spork. I had no idea where to put it.
No, and here's the thing. I understand. And
we also have a Stranger Things sketch and inspired lunacy episode too.
Yeah, but here's my thing. The reason I mention this is just because Stranger
shows that are dead.
Well, and I think I told you this. I think I told you this after our last recording session.
Yeah.
Stranger Things. If we go back to record those episodes, Stranger Things is going to be my reverse shit show episode.
Where you compare two of the best shows ever?
No, it's a show that
just successful show.
Well, it's a show that on paper sounds like a fucking awful idea.
And then it's basically out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or how you should call it this. This shouldn't work.
Oh, there you go.
You
should do like four episodes this shouldn't of shit work. Show, and then you should do an episode. The fifth episode of every one should be this shouldn't work.
Yeah.
This shouldn't work.
But okay. It did.
Okay.
Yeah. But it did.
Yep. But it did. All right, cool.
I think just this shouldn't work. So you want to hear my wild fan theory?
Sure.
Okay. I got one.
All right.
I think the giant shadow thingy that you keep seeing, the one that infected Will, I think that's a numbered kid.
That's trapped in the darkness.
Yeah. I also think that the Upside Down wasn't always like that. I think that was a world where the same stuff happened and they lost.
Oh, I can tell you. You know what it is, right?
Because when they started, the underground shit started happening on their world, mm-hmm. It looked just like the Upside Down, but it was turned into that. Mm-hmm. So I think the Upside Down is a world where they lost.
That would be good. I'd like to.
And I think that the giant thing is an infected kid or a numbered kid.
I can tell you who it is. Take a wild guess. Who? What other kid has been introduced into the series who is dead?
Barb.
Keep thinking.
I don't know.
Hopper's kid.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa! That was better than my theory.
Oh, damn. Did we just crack Stranger Things?
I thought it was the asshole kid who broke his arm in the first season.
No, he's still alive.
No, he's just not on the show no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's why I was like,
oh,
well,
man, in that universe, it's Hopper's kid.
It's Hopper's kid.
Oh, fuck.
That'd be great.
Imagine that. 11 throws down, beats that thing, and right when it's starting to die, the smoke fades away, and there's just emaciated Hopper's kid standing there.
Oh.
Well, that'd be soul-crushing.
Yeah, it would.
And then he would hate her, and then
Netflix,
there'd be no way.
Netflix about to come take all our recording equipment away.
All right, Sean. Let's do a break before we go into the next bit of stuff.
All right.
Yes, a break, a break.
We're going to do a break, a break, a break. Break, a break, a break. 1, 2. After this, we get to talk about Deadpool on a cover of a magazine.
Greetings and salutations. Und Mutter and Vater. You want to support das podcast? Simply go to patreon.com/castwavestudios and you can do just that und du megans. Help us in the best way possible, and you get und privileges to make your Freunde jealous. Schnell, schnell! Go to undpatreon.com/castwavestudios!
American Top 40!
Well, hello. This is a commercial for castwavestudios.com/Amazon. It is the best way to shop for anything on your wish list. Shopping through Castwave Studios is the best way to help us without paying any extra. Remember, click the Amazon tab at castwavestudios.com. This is Casey Kasem saying grab your balls and reach for the stars.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Zach Patterson with Castwave Studios.
And this is Sean Holmes.
And we're here to plug our new movie podcast, Post Credit Podcast. Every episode, Sean, Rocky Diamond, and myself will hit you with movie news, discussion, and movie reviews.
Yeah, we were getting ready to watch a bunch of movies here, so I think we should start up with Batman v Superman, the directed cut.
No,
Sean, why, no.
I think it's a highly underrated movie.
No, Sean. Batman v Superman in this house.
Why not? I don't understand.
Why not? Why yes? What's good about that movie? Nothing is good about that movie. The plot is all over the
you
place.
You can find our Superman show at Post-Credit Podcast at CastWaveStudios.com. Just click the picture of PCP.
As Lex Luthor, he shoves a Jolly Rancher in a dude's mouth.
All right, do you just want to watch Rogue One?
Oh, hell yeah, I love Rogue One.
Have you not heard that ad before?
We're back.
Did you like it?
That was great. Loved it.
Welcome back, everybody.
Everyone done loved the ad.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves the ad. So, Sean.
Yeah.
So, we talking about Deadpool.
We are.
Yes. We're talking about...
good housekeeping.
Zach brought this to my attention as per usual. He brought basically everything, the topic on today's episode is brought to you by...
Zach Patterson's.
Because I have no life whatsoever. And all I do is look at my phone or my computer screen.
Zach Patterson's no life. He's on a cover of Good Housekeeping.
Oh, and this is not a joke. This is like, the actual Good Housekeeping magazine, and you can go buy this. And for some reason, they put him on it, and I don't...
Wow.
I mean, I love it. Here,
I want it. Yeah, like, I'm going to go get it and probably frame it.
See, I get it. How to be a holiday supper
hero.
Hold
it up to the camera real quick, Colin.
How to be a holiday supper hero.
I just can't believe that's real. You wouldn't even give two shits about Good Housekeeping magazine until...
Oh, I do love underneath. It's underneath the turkey. It says, you'll go crazy for D's nuts.
I want one. No, it says some other shit on YouTube.
I want a copy of it now. Yeah. I never wanted a copy of a Good Housekeeping magazine until now.
Come for the gift, stay for the package. And what's this? Turkey tips, giving your family the bird.
Yep.
And finally, 'tis the season to put the fun back in dysfunctional. Love it. I've got to get this magazine. That's a great ad.
If I see it at my work, I'm gonna grab it.
Also, they released a picture of all the actors at a Thanksgiving table holding a turkey, so now everybody thinks the new trailer is gonna drop on Thanksgiving.
That would make
probably
sense.
During football.
Probably during football. That would make sense.
Football.
I am ready football. For. I mean, football's boring this year, so.
I don't know, man.
No,
my team's doing pretty good.
It's pretty.
Oh, that's not why. I just
your team's doing excellent. Do you see that score I sent you the other day?
Oh yeah. It's, whatever.
It was from a Thursday night game.
A plus.
I mean, again, whatever. It's just they have a winning record.
At least
midway.
You still have your quarterback.
I was gonna say. Well, also they have a winning
record
midway
than,
through the season. So.
They're doing better than they did last year.
That's not saying much.
Hey, no.
Hey, at least we're not Broncos fans. Sorry, Brian.
For those of you who don't know, Brian Massey's not here, or else you'd hear a giant amount of whinge.
As Denver has discovered, their team is worthless without one man.
Brian, I just want you to know something.
I'm your friend.
So we're all friends here.
Yep.
So don't go crying.
No, I think don't go chasing waterfalls.
Oh Jesus!
Thank you. Anyway,
but yeah, so hopefully we'll get a Star Wars trailer. Hopefully we'll get a Deadpool trailer on Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't mind another Star
we're
Wars
talking
trailer.
Too much.
We'll get a Star Dead
trailer.
Starpool.
There you go.
The Dead Wars.
The Dead
Wars. That sounds like a Deadpool comic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd love to get another Deadpool trailer by Thanksgiving.
That would be pretty good. All right, so what's next up on the
time
block?
To shit on Nintendo some more.
Good. Yes.
Big news from
the land of
Nintendo.
So a new video game's out.
Not out yet. It's coming out next Friday.
It's coming out next Friday. Switch. Hey, get ready for this. It's a next in the Elder Scrolls series. You already played it. It's called Skyrim.
It's coming soon on the Nintendo Switch, a game that came out in 2011.
I just...
2011. That's 6 years ago.
Here's the thing.
What else came out in 2011 that we could try to reboot and see? See, it's as equally ridiculous.
Call of Duty?
I can't remember any games that came out in 2011. I'm going to look it up.
Might as well put L.A. Noire out for the Switch.
Oh, they are.
They are re-releasing
they
that.
They are.
Oh, good!
No, but not for the Switch.
Not for the Switch, but...
not for the Switch. They're releasing it for PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah.
Which is good, because I desperately needed titles for my Xbox One.
I need a next-gen console. So bad.
Currently, my Xbox One has been on the same game for like 6 months now. It's called Dust Collecting the Game.
I know. I thought it
if
was
you
just
have
me.
If you have a next-gen console and you don't want it, please send it to Sean at castwaystudios.com.
You're going to have to buy one. You're fucked.
I know. I don't want to spend money.
No, but so...
Sean's really enjoying playing, like, Red Dead Redemption and Portal
2. I mean...
For the fourth time!
I mean, that's a great
game,
though.
I tried to play Portal 2
to be fair,
again.
My disc broke.
Oh, jeez. But, I mean, I'll say this much. I love Skyrim, and...
No, it's a great game. It's just 6 years old.
Well, no,
this
like,
is
for
not
instance,
Nintendo news.
I would buy it for the Xbox One, more. Strictly because of mods.
Aren't they also bringing it out for VR as well?
Yes. Are they? Ooh.
Yeah, next Friday it's going VR for the Xbox One and PlayStation.
I will be picking up the VR.
And Doom VR comes out soon.
I know that too.
Hey, I want to try that.
It is amazing. The VR
Wolfenstein
is 2. Gorgeous.
Has anybody played Wolfenstein
PlayStation
2?
PlayStation VR?
It. Oh,
yes.
Any good?
Is it as good as the Vive?
It is. It's better than I expected.
The thing
you
is...
You see it all. You can go like a rant. Oh my God. Amazing.
We're
going
to have to do a feature piece on that.
I'll bring it down.
And video us.
Because I'm really into VR, and I think that's...
I'm not. There's just not enough games out for it that
are like top
AAA.
Colin's not.
I care less.
Because, whoa!
I bomb way too easy.
I just think it's tacky.
It's just like, he Colin, how was the VR experience?
Okay. Thank you. Keeping it classy, folks.
That was awesome.
I will say this much. Okay, so we got that coming out for the Switch. They announced they're finally gonna get a streaming service on Switch. Only about 6 months too late.
And it's not even the good one.
It's it's Hulu.
Who?
Hulu.
Who?
I'm gonna slap you. Hulu's coming
Who's
to Lou? Nintendo.
Who the fuck is Lou?
Remember, this is the game system that couldn't get HD until 2015.
Right.
Yeah.
No kidding. And they still don't have a Blu-ray player.
Coming 2025.
Or DVD player.
Introducing Hulu. We'll pay you. You have to pay month to month and still get commercials.
Now, Colin asked if anybody had played Wolfenstein 2. I have. It was good. But it's not worth $60 because it's once you beat the campaign, you're kind of done. Mm. There's no multiplayer. It's not like
killing Nazis is fun.
No, it's fun. It's just not worth $60.
It's not $60 worth.
Wait till it goes on sale and pick it up. You should buy it. You should own it. It's fun.
Black
killing
Friday.
Nazis and KKK people never gets old. It's not worth $60. It's a good game.
That's a fair
it's
point.
A good game. I red boxed it.
It's a good game.
But
all right, so obviously Skyrim coming out on the Switch is a bit of a disappointment, considering, again, like you said, it came out in 2011.
Bit of a disappointment. Isn't that Nintendo's slogan?
Hey, Colin, that game you worked on is coming out for the Switch.
Super Mario Odyssey.
Wait, I played that.
Yeah, so.
Okay, all the times I've shit on Nintendo, I'm not going to do it here because Super Mario Odyssey is fucking awesome.
Ooh.
It's fucking awesome.
Do you have a Switch?
My friend Shaquille has a Switch.
I got a Switch. I got it. I picked it up last week.
Even in all my times making fun of Nintendo and the Switch being stupid, I still wanted to see how Odyssey played, and he let me come over. Like, we went and got food, and he downloaded the game like at midnight when it went live, and we took turns playing it and testing out the controls and stuff. It's fucking great.
Yeah, it's like
great.
How's
fucking
the cap
game.
Thing?
That's really cool.
Yeah. You got to be a T-Rex.
It's a weapon. Yep, got to be a T-Rex. You can take over even like little things like Goomba or something. Like you can do cool shit with the game.
Now, again, before we go off on another tangent here, and it sounds like we're just heaping nothing but praise on it. Let's all remember that, you know, really, if Nintendo was to fuck up a Zelda, a Metroid, or a Mario game...
They already fucked up Metroid.
Well, they did? Okay. I thought the remastered did really well on the 3DS. They just brought it out a couple
No,
years.
He's referring
no,
to Other M.
It's a ripoff of 2. It's just... They just redid Metroid 2 and put that on the 2DS. It's not even a new game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't
know
like that.
It wasn't good? I heard good things about it.
No, it's good.
No,
it's
the concept
he,
is I
he
want
hates
I
the
want
two's
original,
good.
I want something new.
He's I saying, want original content.
Yeah, gotcha, he's saying 2's gotcha. Good, but he would like something new.
That's like
well,
that's
the
like
last
played,
original. Yeah, the last original game was Other M, and it was awful.
That's like when I played when I got to try Star Fox 2 on the SNES Mini, and I realized, oh my god, Super Mario or what is it, Star Fox 64 ripped off this game.
No. What happened is that Star Fox 2 was near completion, and then they were about to put out the N64.
So it got bumped.
So it got bumped in favor of putting it on.
But still, I need original content. And the new Star Fox game was terrible, and it also wasn't original.
Yes, I know. We can make...
What, Star Fox Adventures?
Make fucking Star Fox Armada. Problem solved.
Armada?
Nintendo.
Don't you remember his idea?
Pay
oh,
me.
Yeah.
His Star Fox idea. It kicked ass.
Fat stacks.
That was awesome.
And yes. now they're like, oh, we're making a Metroid game, and so far all we've seen of that is one JPEG image of the logo.
Yep. That sounds about right.
That's so, yeah. All we have right now.
All we know is that they don't fuck up Zelda, and they don't fuck up Mario. It's not enough for me to buy a Nintendo product.
Mm-hmm.
But Mario Odyssey is good. Okay. If you like Nintendo, if you like playing Nintendo games, you should get Mario Odyssey.
I agree.
And you should get a Switch just to play Mario Odyssey if you love Nintendo like that. Because it's worth it. Mario Odyssey
and the Zelda
fucking,
game.
Yeah. I don't give two shits about that game.
Okay, so...
You don't
talking,
give two shits
so
about Zelda.
We're talking...
Period.
I like Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time.
You don't like Zelda.
I like those two.
Anyway. But so, hey, speaking of Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time, so obviously...
Oh, God.
Conjecture, you know, when they renew the N64 controller patent at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So there's now rumors online of a list of 19 games that have been discussed for possible N64 classic lineup.
Okay.
And three of them are interesting.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's disappointing.
No, I'll say I would go more than three of them.
I know, I'm being facetious, but yeah. At least half of them you don't care about.
That is true. Like, I've seen
Hang
two.
Hang on, I'm just going to sit here and go care and don't care as he does these. And yeah. It'll give you an idea.
Well, here's the thing. I've seen two lists, and this one is omitting a few of the ones that I actually were like is excited to see. But let me see if I can find the other
list. Yeah, it said it was unrelated.
Yeah, hang on.
This is also from a day ago.
Yeah, weird, I know. I found this out yesterday.
Weird shit the last couple days, man. Everything leaking and stuff. Weird.
Why is it... Oh, yeah, why is that on the 9th? That's...
I don't care. Just
continue
go
to article.
Colin really struggling with his...
Web Internet!
You can't go to Forbes. Forbes sucks.
I love Forbes.
Forbes, why
Forbes
do you
always
suck?
Does that stupid shit like, you gotta take off your ad blocker.
Take off your ad blocker, please. Please, we just want to take your... Oh, here we go. All right, so here's the... Here we are. Okay, this is... Yeah, die. Fuck it. All right, I'm just going back to the old list. Whatever.
Yeah, just use the old list.
All right.
Yo, what was wrong with the old list?
It's debunked.
Oh, thank God. Okay, cool. Because some of these, I'm just saying, some of these are not great. Like, okay, so apparently this is a debunked list. All right, so,
damn it, it's snowboard.
All right, so here. So, Zach, are you? Right, we were going to do this.
So let's do this one at a time. All right, ready?
We're going to go.
Give me a mouse.
But, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay. We're gonna go one by one. And to Zach, I want you to give me a yay or nay on this.
Okay.
Or suck or not suck. All right. Sean, give me some background music.
Price is Right sounds about right.
There you go.
Okay.
You sure you want me to do this? I'm pretty biased.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Right. Zach Patterson, we're going to play a little game today. The N64 Classic, It's Either Hot or Not. I'm going to give you an option. I'm going to give you a game title. You're going to tell me if it's hot or not.
Right.
Let's start off with 1080 Snowboard.
Not.
Not. Let's go with Bomberman 64.
Not.
Not. Donkey Kong 64.
Not.
Excitebike 64.
What is that?
You know Excitebike from the original NES?
I know.
Okay, okay.
Not.
Okay, so not. Okay. F-Zero X.
Yeah.
Hot. All right.
I'll
we
give
got
you
a,
one.
We got one hot.
Okay.
Kirby 64, the Crystal Shards.
Not.
Not? Really? Okay. Mario Golf.
Hot.
All right. Mario Kart 64.
Hot.
Mario Party 2.
Hot.
Mario Tennis.
Way hot.
Okay.
I see a pattern there, though. Mario,
right,
Mario.
Right. Paper Mario.
Way hot.
Pokemon Snap.
Not. Not.
Sin and Punishment.
I don't know what that is.
I saw this on the list, and I couldn't understand what the fuck it was.
I don't know what it is.
All right. Star Fox 64.
Hot.
Super Mario 64.
Hot.
The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
Hot.
The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Red hot.
Wave Race 64.
Not at all.
And finally, Yoshi's Story.
That's a big old not.
I mean, I didn't mind Yoshi's Story personally.
We might have done okay there. I think I broke even.
Here's my thing. Okay, so the NES Classic lineup seemed a little bloated, had some good titles. The SNES Classics was a lot more, is a tightened
it's
up,
streamlined.
A lot better.
Yeah.
This one, if this is the case, this is like the biggest miss come I mean, I understand.
Also, there's no Banjo-Kazooie on there.
Well, I mean, because they got that whole fucking...
Oh, Shadows of the Empire.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Or GoldenEye.
Or GoldenEye.
I saw lists
Shadows of the Empire is a LucasArts game, so they're not going to get the rights to that.
Well, that's the thing. I saw another list.
And 007, I think, has probably some movie rights.
Well, and that's the thing. I saw the list, like another list on another
also,
website.
They did that space
it has Star
game,
Wars Rogue
something,
Squadron.
Something
on
Gemini.
It.
Jet Force Gemini.
The hell? Right, I know. So I was like, why Rogue Squadron? Why not Shadows of the Empire?
Oh, Rogue Squadron.
Clearly the better game.
Yes, I agree. But anyway, so.
Oh, God. Shadows of the Empire was awesome.
Yeah. No, Shadows Amazing. Of the Empire is by far and away the best Star
Wampa
Wars game.
Wampa Stompa.
Ever?
No, on the N64.
Oh, on the N64. Okay, I was about to be like, no.
One could make an argument for that.
Force Unleashed. The first Force Unleashed is the best Star Wars game.
And please remember, everyone, to spay and neuter your pets.
And most humans these days.
Ha! Wow.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Did that get in there? My bad.
That's not right.
That's not right. All right. You can go ahead and kill the music, Sean.
I'll be the new Bob Barker. Instead of pet, I'll be like, have your neighbor spayed or neutered.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. Again, this list has been debunked. I mean, there's been no. There's still question. I mean, Rocky, you said that there was speculation that the Game Boy was going to be the next mini.
Yeah, they said that.
Which again,
that doesn't make any sense. How do you plug that into your TV?
Like, well, you wouldn't.
You're not supposed to.
Or are you supposed to?
Unless you're going to make the cord look like an adapter.
I mean, at that point, it's just like, why would you? Why wouldn't you just like? Mod a DS to look like a Game Boy.
Yeah.
That's still stupid.
I know. I agree. I'm
what
just saying.
What if it was portable though? Like, what if they? What if you actually, you know,
oh,
it
so you've got
like
all
a charger?
Stuff on it.
Like, you still get everything. It's still the same Game Boy, but it looks a little bit, you know, new.
I mean, maybe just make it. I mean, here's the thing. Why not just then make a Game Boy with like more inexpensive plastic? You know.
Exactly, not that cheap stuff.
Well, no, I mean you'd still want to make it with like I mean that's the thing. I mean old Game Boys.
Well, I think there are no more batteries now, so I could see them totally just putting in a rechargeable battery.
I mean,
now.
Remember how like fucking tough those old Game Boys were?
Yeah.
Like there's one in the museum that was like fucking blown up in a tank and it still fucking worked. No, I'm serious. It's amazing how cool that is, but. I don't know. I don't see the reasoning in making a Game Boy Classic. I also don't see the point in... I mean, I would like an N64 Classic.
The only thing I'm afraid of with the N64 Classic is how they're going to do the controller. Are they going to half-ass it?
It's going to be...
It's going to be back to that three-pronged Satan controller that we've all semi-forgotten how to use.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I know how to use that.
Shit. It is not like riding a bike. I'm gonna fucking try and grab that again and just be like,
I'm gonna be an embarrassment. No, it's easy. You grab the middle stock and you move with your thumb and then you just.
No, I remember. I'm just saying it's gonna be hard for me to remember how to do that correctly.
Yeah. Well.
I'm gonna have to dust off though because someone might try and take my title from me as best Star Fox 64 pilot in Maryland.
Okay.
It was proven. We had the tournament. I killed everybody. Everybody, even Buzzard.
Okay.
And Buzzard was the reigning champion.
When?
That was at your house.
Oh my God. Are you talking about? Oh, the only reason you won.
Oh, here we go.
The only.
Hang on. Somebody. Let me.
Wait, hang on.
Sean, do we have any tissues?
Wait. Were you Slippy? I can't remember.
No.
Who was Slippy?
I was Peppy.
Huh.
Le Pew.
All right, so
we played like five matches. Buzzard got frustrated, took me on one-on-one. I won every single match.
Well, it's because Buzzard's not a great Star Fox player.
No, he was the best.
No, he wasn't.
I still killed all of you.
Yeah, I know. I didn't.
Multiple times.
You just got lucky.
Reigning Star Fox. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got lucky. No, I remember the overall thing I remember from that one match, for those of you who don't know, I think it was a New Year's Eve party I had.
It was something like that. Because all I remember is after that, we watched... You introduced me to Boondock Saints for the first time.
Yeah. We had a party over at my place and...
Out in the boonies.
Yeah, right? We had a party and for some reason we were just like, let's play Star Fox multiplayer on the N64. And again, I will admit, Zach whooped everyone's ass. I'm trying to remember, though. There was somebody else, like, because that's the thing. You had to play as
Will was the one that was pissed off.
Well, I remember you had to play as all the individual characters. So, Fox and Falco.
And Slippy and Peppy.
What up? But Fox and Falco always got R-Wings. then Peppy usually got the Landmaster.
No, we set it up so you could pick. You just had to hit the button.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I just remember there was a match where, like, literally somebody was on foot as Slippy just lobbing rocket launcher rounds.
That was not me.
And no one could fucking kill
that
them.
That was not me. Was that Will? Was that Will or Buzzard?
It had
somebody
to have been
went
one of
to
them.
The pyramids.
Yeah.
On that one map.
Exactly.
And stood on top and just went.
Just like.
And every time you tried to shoot him, he jumped down the pyramid and you're just like, you fucker.
Yeah.
So finally.
The
finally,
fucking worst.
Finally, all three of us went at the pyramid at the same time and all fired bombs at the same time and killed. And he got all mad that he was like, no, it's not fair. I was like, really?
Classic.
Really?
Classic. We need another Star Fox 64 tournament.
Oh, God. I don't want my title to go away.
Well,
I already lost my stump of Star Wars nerd title. Let me keep my title.
Only once. Only
keep
once.
My title.
Only once. Anyway. Oh, God.
Is that all the things?
I think that's all the things.
Hey, it's all the things. It's all the things I have.
Do the thing!
The thing?
The thing.
Well, I got one more tiny thing that's interesting.
Oh, okay.
Game Fuel's back.
Kind of.
Well, yeah, not the original flavor. They got two new flavors.
And
they're both good, though.
No. The blue one is shit.
I've got something.
Oh, actually, yeah,
Rocky's
you're right.
Got something.
I've got something.
Wait,
oh,
Rocky's
I've got
a thing.
I've got words.
Okay, let's hear them.
So apparently Sony is now giving you points for your trophies. So... any platinum you get like 100 points. You have to link it up with Sony Rewards.
Do you
Rewards.
Have to get a platinum to get points, or is it all trophies?
All trophies.
Okay.
All,
okay.
Yeah, and you can use those trophies to buy digital points, like a digital card to buy games, you
yeah.
know. So, like, I think they said 1,000 points will get you a $50 card. And so 100, a platinum is worth like 100, a gold's like 50, silver 25, and then bronze
dear Lord.
Points.
Jordan,
damn.
Jordan so. Hazelwood. It's
so yeah, I just
in
I linked it
PSN
over, but I'm not getting
point.
Those points yet.
I was gonna say Jordan Hazelwood's probably rolling
oh.
in PSN.
Oh, and for all yeah, you say that. Sad news is all the points you have, all the trophies you have accumulated
don't count.
Aren't worth shit.
Oh, fuck you, Sony.
So
oh wait, so that means his.
He's gonna start over.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh bro.
Oh, that's
bro.
Just imagine how many points he would have.
Oh, Sony finally did the bad thing.
Yeah, they did.
You're right.
Anyway.
Anyway, so I think that's everything we had.
That is everything we had.
He didn't. I missed it.
I wish I had the facial hair. Just... I'm going straight to hell.
Anyway.
Anyway, you can go to castwaystudios.com/Amazon for all your PlayStation point buying needs. Also, buy Xbox Live stuff and just anything, really. So, yeah, castwaystudios.com/Amazon for all your entertainment needs. Not entertainment, but shopping needs. And castwaystudios.com for all your entertainment needs. Find me at Sean at AOL. No.
At AOL.com.
I'm losing my mind.
You heard it here first.
.org.
I'm on AIM. No. Yeah, you can find me at Sean at castwaystudios.com and also at Sean L. Holmes on Twitter.
Yay.
Hi.
What's
up? How's it going?
Hey, girl.
So, Colin.
Well.
There you go.
Am I in shot?
Yeah, you're there.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
Anyway, you can find me at Castwave. You probably can't even see me. I don't care. You can find me at Castwave Studios. I'm usually the one running the Castwave Studios social media. And also, remember, you can always shop through online at Amazon.com. Did you already go over that? Castwave
Studios.com slash Amazon for all your shopping needs. So
yes.
This
is the worst outro ever.
Also,
it'd be a lot easier.
You can check out Prime Directive is up to its second season. Check out youtube.com/Castwave Studios and please subscribe. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
All right.
And also go to patreon.com/Castwave Studios and donate that shit.
Because we poor.
Yeah.
Needs the money.
So
please help feed
everyone
the
else. Anyone else need plugs? Student. We're all good.
We good.
I'm Rocky, that one guy who says five words. you could get a hold of me, maybe on Castaway Studios. I don't know, but yeah. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And don't you have a Twitter?
At some point.
Oh right, I have Facebook. That's Rocky Diamonds. Yeah. And then my email is rockydiamonds@hotmail.com.
Hotmail?
Hotmail.
Hotmail.
What are you, 13?
Hotmail.
Is there something ever, wrong with Hotmail?
Ever.
What? I've always had Hotmail.
It's called Gmail. Get with the times.
Oh, I have that too, but I never
ever
use that.
The consummate showman who says he's got a Hotmail
account. It says it's hot because it's popular.
Zach Patterson, is it hot or not?
Not. Hotmail's not hot.
It is not mail.
Not mail.
Hotmail is not mail.
That's a show title.
Okay.
Hotmail's not mail.
Hotmail is not mail.
Because it's hot.
Not mail, also known as any email I get from Ruby Tuesday.
Womp womp.
Okay.
I didn't get to do mine.
Oh.
Give my music. Jesus.
Zach Patterson.
Hang on, let me... gotta get all set up here because you
Zach
fucked Patterson,
it up. Zach Patterson, let's get some plugs.
Plugs! You...
Damn, I got the special one.
Plugs right. With Zach Patterson.
Huzzah.
God, you're setting me up for... And it's not going to... like, you're writing texts
nope.
I can't cash. Oh, God. All right, hi.
You can swivel, Colin, you pleb.
He called you a pleb.
Whatever. He didn't even do it right.
We've
gone off rails, folks.
Post credit podcast. I can't. It's over. I mean, listen to post credit podcast. Goodbye.
And on that note, until next time, I'm Colin Kakamis.
I'm Sam.
He's Zach Patterson. He's Rocky Diamond, and you've only been going nowhere.
Jesus Christ!
Apparently,
Sean hit me with the outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.